Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one and only Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hi Sandman, is there something about that temper of mine that you'd like to talk about? You keep bringing it up. I don't deny that I have it. If I really hated my family as much as you suspect, they would have seen the full extent of my rage already. My family finds it difficult to deal with me, as do most. No one really knows where all my anger seems to come from. I don't have a specific trigger. I know more about being angry and hatred than I'll ever know about love. As for my question, years ago my father went to a checkup with me, and the doctor asked me to strip down. My father asked if I wanted him to get out. I said no. It makes no sense that it's fine for me to strip in front of a man that I don't know, but not in front of him. I was already in my underwear at that point. My father had then talked to my mother about this, and then from his reaction, I knew my behavior was not completely all right. Even they didn't know what to make of it or how to handle it. Shutting down and not viewing it as anything sexual helped me get through my physical. But I do know that this behavior is not okay outside of the doctor's office. I should not randomly remove my garments in front of men that I don't know, because I'm conditioned to stop caring. I'm aware of that much, and will only let myself behave that way in set conditions so the medical staff can do their jobs, and I can leave that much sooner. I don't always recognize flirting and shoot men down with my odd responses, or so I've been told. As for riding the carousel, I have no problem remembering all my partners and the things that we did. I also never had a problem with being loyal. My husband has no interest in other women because my libido has always been higher, so I'm unsure of what category to place myself in, and I've been wondering about it for well over a decade now. To think about it. Sincerely lost in thoughts, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the strange, seemingly attention-seeking email you sent me. You clearly want to stir up controversy and drama by mentioning you were nude around your father at the doctor's office. Maybe you're more active in the bedroom than your husband because you're trying to make sure he gets more than enough attention so he doesn't leave you. That's what many insecure women tend to do. They tend to marry or get together with men that they aren't 100% satisfied with, for whatever reason. Maybe your dude isn't as motivated to achieve in his career, or he's not an interesting risk-taker. But him possibly being dependent on you, the woman, to some extent, whether she cooks or cleans his cock with her cooch, or does some other extra testicular activities for him, it doesn't matter. All of the things you send set off something in my head that said daddy issues, and most women have them. That's basically when a woman yaks out to get the attention of her father because he's busy doing other things in life and not paying enough attention to her. So is it possible that you stripping down at the doctor's office in front of daddy dearest was a cry for help? Because what you've told me about your father in private chats, he's a very busy businessman, with many children, so odds are he neglected you for attention while you were younger. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat probably has a horrible temper because her father probably didn't pay enough attention to her while she was younger, Clown World Show. Fat Cat, if you want to get over nudity in front of strangers and not just around your father and family, you should have gone to nude beaches, the way I did when I had a girlfriend back in the day. After a while, you stopped caring as a guy about bodies, the female body to be specific, but women kept on checking me out, and my girlfriend at the time didn't like it. But it was my idea to go and I dragged her along. Besides choosing men that are beneath them, that probably won't leave them because they need a steady stream of attention, because daddy isn't there, many women with daddy issues are sexually promiscuous, acting out in a slutty way, but at the same time, they have an impossibly hard time trusting men in general. The closest I've ever seen women with daddy issues get some sort of satisfaction is to talk to a man that gives them non-stop engagement. That's pretty much my personality, and that's why many women with daddy issues have been drawn to me over the years. It doesn't just mean women that come from broken homes and divorced families. It just means the father is absent physically or psychologically. Fat Cat, you mentioned to me many times that your father not only throws himself into his work, but he also tends to do it on another continent. When you were growing up, there was no Skype or Zoom, and even now it isn't enough for many people to avoid those daddy issues. It's probably not a coincidence that you want to talk to me on coaching calls for hours on end, because that might have been something you didn't get from your father at a young age. Sometimes I think about creating a service where I'm just women's emotional tampon for women with daddy issues. I seem to attract a lot of women that were neglected by their fathers while younger, and are still dealing with the emotional scars from that. Women that have an ongoing need for support and approval that wasn't received in childhood. It's kind of like what happened to Michael Jackson. He didn't have a chance to grow up as a normal kid, so he kept on having to deal with Peter Pan syndrome because he was denied being a kid. No matter how much he overcompensated as an adult building himself a theme park and literally living in a place called Neverland, it was never enough. When I was with women with daddy issues, the pain was real because they never felt whole, and no matter how much attention they got today, it was always empty. That's where the high notch counts for many of them came from. Why do you think there's such a crazy rise in promiscuity in women, as men in the last couple of generations have had less time to spend with their daughters? Maybe the real reason for your temper is daddy issues. Maybe that's not it, but at least be open to the possibility. We all have our own demons to contend with. And speaking of Peter Pan syndrome, it seems that women with daddy issues tend to be attracted to them or their mind for some reason. To some extent, I suffer from Peter Pan syndrome as well because of my horrible childhood. So I'd spend a lot of time trying to live and give myself a lot of the things that I didn't have as a kid. The typical guy with Peter Pan syndrome is immature and can't function in society. But many can and are high achievers, and don't lose their sense of wonder and their curiosity that they've had as kids, because technically in many ways, they still are one. Maybe the real reason Michael Jackson wanted all those kids on his ranch, besides just the pizza, so to speak, was that he didn't actually want them to be deprived of a proper childhood, the way he had been. I think the daddy issues for girls and Peter Pan syndrome for guys are two sides of the same coin. Grown women that remain little girls constantly looking for a new father figure to give them the attention that they never received as children. And male children refusing to grow up because they are stuck in perpetual adolescence. One of the telltale signs of daddy issues is wanting sex all the time. You clearly mentioned that you had a greater sex drive than your partner, fat cats. Or you're attracted to men that are self-absorbed, because they represent your father, who you want to please so badly. Maybe I'm a substitute for your father and somehow helping you heal your old wounds. Maybe that's the reason you're connecting with me. Maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong. Just think of this video as a bit of an experiment. As for the MGTOW community, some guys in it I've spoken to suffer from full-blown Peter Pan syndrome. They haven't even tried being in an adult relationship before. For many that do adapt to being an adult, they take adult responsibilities and turn them into a game, similar to what you'd be facing when you're a child. As for you removing your robes in front of your dad, maybe he didn't bathe you enough as a child, and this is your daddy issue coming out. You probably would have been in heaven if the doctor rolled in a bubble bath while dressed like a magician, and then there was a dozen people walking in the room wearing costumes, and you would have been in your very own Daddy Issues music video. Once again, maybe your repressed anger comes from not getting enough attention as a child, and at some point, I should make a video trying to figure out how many guys are actually suffering from Peter Pan syndrome. It's not exactly an official psychological diagnosis, but the term was made popular in a book from 1983 with the same title. The book was written after Dr. Dan Kiley saw that many of the teenage boys he was treating had a hard time growing up and accepting adult responsibilities. But his other book I should read is called The Wendy Dilemma, When Women Stop Mothering Their Men. The Wendys are women that are insecure, who feel inferior, fear rejection, and are obsessed with social approval. But how does that sound different than most women out there these days? I think that second book might have just been a cash grab, but that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button. The way that Fat Cat probably wanted to ride the carousel and get smashed by many Chads because she didn't get as much attention as she needed from her father growing up. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women with workaholic fathers that they barely see while growing up that are resentful about it and take it out on as many men and women in their lives as possible away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.